Good evening. I appreciate your attentiveness and your being here. My name is Jane Diffley, and I am the President Forester at the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests. The Forest Society was founded in 1901 as a nonprofit conservation and forestry organization, and our mission is to perpetuate the forests of New Hampshire through their wise use and their complete reservation in places of special scenic beauty. Today, we have over 10,000 member families. We are one of the largest private landowners in the state. We own and manage some 54,000 acres in more than 100 New Hampshire municipalities. Our forest reservations include three properties directly affected by Northern Pass: the Washburn Family Forest in Clarksville, with more than 6 miles of frontage on the Connecticut River; the Kaufman Forest in Stark, with more than a mile of right-of-way through it; and the Rocks Estate in Bethlehem, with one of the most scenic views of the Presidentials. We also hold over 700 conservation easements, conserving more than 125,000 acres in partnership with landowners. More than a dozen of our conservation easements would be directly affected by Northern Pass. We conserve land to protect natural resources, including vegetation, surface and groundwater, working forests, recreation lands, and wildlife habitat. And we conserve scenic views of and from land. These conserved lands are held in private trust. We have a legal and ethical obligation to defend these lands from private commercial developments like Northern Pass. We believe that the application before you should be rejected. 130 miles would host towers well above mature trees. Nearly all of the adverse impacts of above-ground towers on aesthetics, on historic sites, on natural resources, on private property values could be avoided if the entire line were buried along appropriate transportation corridor. Northern Pass acknowledges that such burial is technically feasible, but says it's too expensive to bury the entire line without providing any evidence to defend this claim. Eversource seeks to subsidize its project through adverse impacts to land owned by others and landscapes cherished by all. It is a subsidy rejected by thousands who commented to the federal government. It is a subsidy rejected by most of the 31 communities directly affected. It is a subsidy rejected by a large majority of the intervention petitions presented to the Site Evaluation Committee. It is a subsidy the Site Evaluation Committee should reject. The public interest is served by protecting landscapes, not needlessly scarring them. We believe natural landscapes are among New Hampshire's most significant assets. We believe that there is no need nor any compelling reason to allow a private transmission line to degrade these assets. We have not objected to the idea of bringing hydropower from Quebec through New Hampshire to consumers to the south of us. We believe that the Site Evaluation Committee should consider the full burial projects proposed in other states when determining whether the Northern Pass proposal represents an unreasonable adverse impact on aesthetics and natural resources. Thank you.